Hi everyone. Firstly, I just have to say I'm sorry if this gets like noisy in the background. Like, I'm recording this in a hotel in London. I didn't expect to be here. I didn't actually expect to be doing a recording today, so sorry. But I just wanted to kind of get this out because I said I would on Instagram and it's, you know, it's about time I start keeping my Instagram promises. We live in a place and a time in which no one has to actually do what they say they're going to do. So I guess I'm going to try and do and say what I'm going to do. Oh, I got myself confused, but you know what I mean. So let's do this. You and me. It's actually raining outside, and I've always had like a love-hate relationship with rain, because on the one hand, sometimes it makes me feel sad, you know, because it's like it always gets darker when it rains. I just have this sense of like hopelessness that just kind of comes over me. But on the other hand, I think sometimes it can be so beautiful. Know if maybe it's because right now to me everything else seems beautiful, but I think the rain tonight is beautiful too. Oh, you, the one, magnified a million times, palette swapped but always pretty, the one I've met 100 times at the beach, at the bar, front of class, behind the bike shed. I always love you the most, and you last forever, from my heart to the world. Every single you I've ever known. I can't remember who you are, but every person I meet has had you in their hands and knows every detail I got down when you still lived in my typewriter. Oh, you. I was in Sainsbury's when I wrote that. Just like, I'd been really angry earlier that day, and I'd gone on like this rant on social media about racism, because I was just like really angry about stuff. And then I was just like in Sainsbury's, and I was in the aisle with all the milk and everything, and suddenly I just thought, I wonder what's going to happen to all the people that I write stuff about, you know, because I mean, on the one hand, they're immortalized forever, but on the other, they're really not, because, you know, once you create something and you put it out to the rest of the world, to the universe, then that person that you write about, they become a million different people. They become whoever the reader needs to see, whoever they want to see. And so I wonder if all these people that I have loved with far too much enthusiasm, well, do they really live forever? Or do I just tell myself that and tell them that? Because I'm kind of afraid of letting go of everything that we had and everything that I've now created. Was any of it even real? If you're wondering, I did end up getting strawberry milk. It was a productive shopping trip. Wedded blissful boredom is no match for living in passionate sin. I didn't steal her man if her man took off his ring and sold himself. She called me homewrecker, watching from windows that were busted before I arrived as he sold himself to me over and over again. I mean, it's the age-old question of, you know, can a person be stolen? I don't think they can. I think, you know, we're all people with our own will and our own minds. And I think sometimes, you know, some people will stray, some people will do bad things. But, you know, at the end of the day, they're really the only ones responsible for that. And sometimes I think some people are a bit delusional, you know, and that's kind of where I was going with that, and that's kind of where I got the inspiration from, because some people are delusional about, you know, what they're defensive of, you know. Maybe it was all broke before somebody else even got involved. Maybe you're just projecting, because it's hard to admit that everything's screwed up. Maybe that's not someone else's fault. Maybe it's not even yours. Maybe you just need to accept that some things don't last forever. Everybody cares, everybody calls, everybody thinks I'm great until they don't, and I don't know how to stop them from changing their minds. They tell me to talk, to tear a piece of myself for them to consume, but I'm talking right now and nobody hears me. I don't know how much louder I could be. Everybody checks in to check how I am, but they don't hear my scream, just the scream of the kettle and the sound of their own voice, because I'm probably fine anyway. I'll manage until I don't. And then everyone is angry because I'm not superhuman and I can't survive on my own, and they're disappointed that I've dropped everyone that I've carried my whole life. You know, I don't mean to sound like, you know, one of those people that's incredibly ungrateful, but sometimes it's really difficult to be doing okay, because then when you're not, nobody really expects it and no one knows what to do, because, well, you know, you're always the one that knows what to do, what's going on, you know. If you don't have it together, then, well, what hope is there for everyone else? But sometimes you just have to let go and say, you know what? I know this isn't going to be great for everybody else. And I know that you need me to be strong. And I know that you always have needed me to be strong, but today I'm not, and tomorrow I might not be either, because I can't pretend that I'm unstoppable, and I can't pretend that I'm not a real person who exists and is here and has been alive this whole time trying to bury everything inside of me so that I can keep all of you together. At 25, I'm a teenager in love. When I'm tumbling from the sky at the sight of your smile, or an undone button on a shirt I'd love to slip from the sweetness of your chest so I can get a better view. The sky is not a boundary for how you send me soaring, and all butterflies stay true. Watch me fly. Teenage lying about her age, butterfly, and land on your cute crooked nose to kiss, kiss, kiss. We sleep to escape. Exhaustion drags her back to me from the good day I hoped we'd have. I'm made of storm clouds, despite my sunny moments that she clings to and begs to stay so she's not alone with my misunderstood melancholy. I've got a vial of vicious voices that I pour into her every morning, even though I hate the taste. Slightly less than I hate her, apparently. Some days I love us enough to let her swallow a lifesaver with my self-loathing, and I let her call our parents to remind them we're still in the race. I know there is a girl inside my head who wants to save us, but I see a slip over the edge of wherever, and I can't stop her screams. I don't remember when I went from seeing to my mirror, to cursing it and crying that I'm still staring back with no idea why I'm crying. I'm high on the idea of getting out of here for good. You wanna come? I was really worried about titling a poem about depression as Depression Is Not Real. But then I was like, I should give my audience some credit. I'm sure they're smart enough to figure out exactly what I mean. It's fine. I was really struck by the fact that people will still just walk around saying, oh, depression's not real, even though it's, well, I mean, it's scientifically proven. And how many times do people have to say, yeah, it's quite real, I am dealing with it right now, before people get it? I find the whole thing very confusing personally, but I guess I was kind of inspired by that, you know, in terms of titling anyways. I just hope people don't take it the wrong way. Perfect never crossed my mind. We never were. We never are. But what we were keeps me awake. Mortal Kombat, microchips, and the sense it was over before it ever began. No matter how much Lambrini, how many cheeseburgers you could carry in the middle of the night. I think sometimes things just aren't supposed to happen. Like, everything can fall in place so it will, but that doesn't mean it's meant to, you know? And it's like, as soon as it occurs, the universe is just like, okay, this got through the fence, but nope. And I think sometimes we're resistant to listen to that, but I mean, guys, fate knows exactly what she's doing. Just chill. Let her do her thing, man. Every time we hook up, I'm so loved up. Hooked on you, though I know I'm just a kiss to you. I'm dressed up in my stories, but you can't read. Your name is on my wrist, your name is on my lips, and you love the taste of yourself. My lipstick on your neck says, please don't let me go, though you never held me, and I'm just a kiss to you. Your kiss consumes me. They've given up love for them. 40 days, 40 nights, love withering in the desert sun, longing for the oasis of romance when the fast is over. Their old hunger will be gone, born again as new lovers, not intended to meet once more. She will discover a new man. Her first meal shall be new lips as he crawls from the desert for the freedom of new love. Good night, kids. I love you.